In the lunchtime edition, government takes to the Senate a bill to comprehensively overhaul the systems facilitating doing business in Barbados. The minister responsible speaks of a host of complaints about the red tape frustrating investors. Rate intervener Tricia Watson heavily criticizes the rate increase recently granted the Barbados Light and Power Company. The Salvation Army launches its annual kettle appeal as it reports a significant increase in people needing assistance since COVID. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, government has been outlining plans for a comprehensive overhaul of the agencies and systems responsible for facilitating those individuals and companies looking to do business in Barbados. While introducing the Business Barbados Bill, Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, disclosed that the Corporate Affairs and Intellectual Property Office, CIPO, will become part of the new agency that will have broad responsibility for facilitation of investors and entrepreneurs.
This is a piece of legislation that subsumes an entity called CIPO, the Corporate Affairs and Intellectual Property Office of Barbados, within the umbrella of a brand new entity. CIPO is not being repurposed. CIPO is not being rebranded. CIPO is not becoming Business Barbados. CIPO and its functions, including the 33 pieces of legislation that are covered by CIPO, will be subsumed within this entity called Business Barbados, and the functions of Business Barbados will be far more expansive than those that currently exist under the Corporate Affairs and Intellectual Property Office.
She spoke of receiving a host of complaints as soon as she assumed responsibility for the ministry.
In the first 2 weeks that I joined this ministry, when my phone started to go off, when people learned that I was coming over to this ministry, having come from the business support organization community in a previous life, 9 out of 10 calls were about CIPO. Lawyers, corporate trust service providers, accountants, all raising issues about having to deal with CIPO. I need to register a business and it takes too long. I need to be able to issue and submit a change of directors form. I can do this in Turks and Caicos in an hour, and in Barbados it's taking me months. Why is this necessary?
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Attorney at Law and Electricity Rate Intervenor Tricia Watson has heavily criticized the rate increase recently granted the Barbados Light and Power Company. She was speaking to moderator David Ellis on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program.
But it is also a bad decision technically from a rate regulation perspective. Why we would have to be paying for rental capacity at this time, given that the Clean Energy Bridge was installed and commissioned in 2022, is operating. That equipment was supposed to take care of this issue. And it is solely Light and Power's responsibility to maintain these adequate generation reserves. It was their, sorry, obviously it's their fault if that generation capacity is inadequate.
Attorney at Law and Electricity Rate Intervenor Tricia Watson in the Lunchtime Edition. The National Association of Fisher Folk Organizations says efforts are on to resolve the issues that have resulted in some fisher folk not yet receiving their compensation from government for Hurricane Beryl damage. President of the organization, Vernal Nichols, tells Starcom Network News she is in discussions with Minister of the Environment, National Beautification and the Blue and Green Economy, Adrian Ford, to ensure the issues are resolved.
I had a conversation with the minister, and our discussion was about the compensation to those persons who have not, to the persons who haven't received any funds. So what Barnufo is presently doing, we are asking persons to come, actually through our presidents. We are asking persons to go to the presidents of the organizations and submit the information to them. The information will be brought to Barnufo, and we will hand over the information to the fisheries division, because most of the, all the fisher folks are supposed supposed to be registered at the fisheries division, and therefore the fisheries division then would pass on the information to the ministry.
The president of the National Association of Fisher Folk Organizations, Fernal Nichols. The Barbados Salvation Army seeing a significant surge in demand for assistance and essential items, particularly food, since the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking this morning as the Salvation Army launched its annual Christmas kettle appeal at Golden Square, Chairman of the Salvation Army Advisory Board, Paul Bernstein, said he remains hopeful they can surpass their $850,000 target this year.
Since COVID, there's been a very big increase of a very big demand for food items, clothing, going right down from clothes to shoes to furnishings and what have you. But the biggest increase seems to be with food. Food is in demand, and you know, we've been able to cover ourselves. But as the demand increases, our targets have to increase. So we're hoping this Christmas we will go past our target as we did last year. We're depending on the public of Barbados to be generous, as they always are, and also to the business community. The business community, some of them help us out, but some could do a lot better. So I'm appealing to them to consider what we do. And it's a lot of things that we do. It's just not just only food.
Chairman of the Salvation Army Advisory Board, Paul Bernstein. The New York Immigration Coalition, NYIC, has launched a campaign against the imminent threats posed by a second Donald Trump presidency in the U.S. and his proposed Project 25 agenda. NYIC, an umbrella policy and advocacy organization that represents over 200 immigrant and refugee rights groups throughout New York, last night led a rally in Foley Square in Lower Manhattan with member organizations, allies in the Caribbean, and other immigrant New Yorkers in a campaign called Standing Up for Immigrants. And the Antigua government has requested assistance from the Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, in the U.S. to probe the recent tragic death of independent legislator Assot Michael. In addition, the government has also approached Scotland Yard to not only assist in that investigation into Mr. Michael's death, but two other recent homicides. Our top stories. The Barbados government takes to the Senate a bill to comprehensively overhaul the systems facilitating doing business in Barbados. The minister responsible, Senator Lisa Cummins, speaks up a host of complaints about the red tape frustrating investors. Rate intervener and attorney at law Tricia Watson heavily criticizes the rate increase recently granted the Barbados Light and Power Company. The Salvation Army launches its annual kettle appeal as it reports a significant increase in people needing assistance since COVID. Caribbean immigrant advocates rally against U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's deportation agenda, and the Antigua government calls in the FBI and Scotland Yard to help investigate the murder of MP Assot Michael and two other homicides. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Lunchtime edition came to you with the kind compliments of CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most. Don't miss The Latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.